Amen. So let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. Amen. Can we read together? That would be good, okay? Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past, Gentiles in the flesh. Amen. In time past. Your yesterday. Your past. Gentile in the flesh. Who are called uncircumcision by, which is called the circumcision of the flesh made by hands. That at the time you were with all what? All Christ. Do you remember that time? I don't want to remember mine. Amen. With all Christ, being alien from the commonwealth of Israel and stranger from the covenant of the promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, everybody say now. Oh, say that you mean it. Say, but now, in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometime far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The benefit of being saved. When we were here on the 10th month, the 23rd, we talked about, just to recap a little bit to set you back on track. We talked about having access to God. Amen. Amen. When you are born again, you are saved. You got access to God. We talk about reconciliation. We are reconciled to God. We also talk about adopted into the family of God as God's son. It means we are from different nations, different race, but we are all brethren and sister in the Lord. Amen. Stranger, but now we are family. Amen. I call you brother. I call you sister. And you call me brother. But don't call me sister. Hallelujah. All right. So we are together. We are one family. And we said that we become the children of God or the child of God. Also talk about we have peace with God. Remember, we're far away from God. We're stranger. We're alien. And then now we got peace with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And then we talk about joy. And we said that for the anger endure for the moment, and in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. And that was in the book of Psalm 330 verse 5. We said that. Amen. And that's where we stop on the 10th month, the 20th. But this morning, we're going to continue for number 7. Amen. But before we go to number 7, we're going to read Psalm 103, verses 2. Say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Hallelujah. Life is full of benefits. The benefit of eating fast food is to get big. Oh, no, amen. The benefit that you get from sleeping is to regain your energy when you are tired. Right? And you can name it. And name it. Amen. So the Bible is saying tonight or this morning, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Hallelujah, somebody. So number 7, we talk about the protections of God. As a child of God, God's responsibility is to protect you to the fullest. Amen. In Psalm 125 verses 2, Psalm 125 verses 2, he said, as the mountains are around above Jerusalem, So the law is around above his people from henceforth even forevermore or forever. Amen. Just how you see, if you ever been to Jerusalem, you see mountains around Jerusalem. God said, that's the way I'm around my people. Remember in time past, we were not the people of God. We were vulnerable to attack and headache and you can name it. But the day you got saved, God built a fence around you. Amen. He came around us, around his people forever. In Zechariah 2:5, God sent his messenger to Israel or the Israelites saying, I myself, not angels, not nobody else, but I myself will be a wall of fire around Jerusalem. God has promised us that he's going to build a wall of fire by himself around us. That's why no demon can touch you. That's the reason why every weapon that form against you cannot prosper. That's the reason why every tongue that rises against you, God condemns it, because he has a word of fire, a protection around you and myself. Hallelujah, somebody. Man, the Holy Ghost come to warm me up now. The cold is coming, but I feel the fire in my body. Amen. To have God as a word of fire around me. Hallelujah. And then there was a conversation in Job chapter 1 verse 8 to 10 between God and Satan. The Bible said when the children of God went to present themselves, Satan also came in the midst. And you know the conversation, they talk and God began to talk about Job. He said, you went in the land. Have you considered my servant Job? He's faithful. He upright. And you know what the devil said? He said, and the Lord said unto Satan, have thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and shun evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, do Job fear God for nothing? Of or not? Amen. There might be a cause. The devil is saying, has thou not made an earth above him and above his house and above all that he had on every side, that thou hast blessed the work of his hands and his sustenance is increased in the land? What? Job is faithful because you are protecting him. Not him alone, but you protect his children. You protect everything that you have. Hallelujah. That what made Job to be faithful. Hallelujah. I want to let you know that God protection is upon your life. Your protection is upon your children's life. His protection is upon your goods. And every work that you touch, God is going to protect it from the works of darkness. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. Amen, somebody. So you see, you build an urge around him, you build a fence around him. Now nobody can touch him, but give him the chance, and you know the story. But it's in John 10:28-30, he said, no one can pluck you out of my hand. Hallelujah. Oh, the Lord said, nobody can pluck you out of his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got you and me in his hand. But one thing I know, there is somebody this morning that God got in the palms of his hand. And the devil is doing all that he can to get you out of the hands of God. But God said, no, this one is mine. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody shout it, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm in the palms of God's hands. I'm in his hands. My life is in his hands. My world is in his hands. My children are in his hands. My wife is in his hands. Everything that I own is in the hands of God. Forgive my voice. I may be the cold. Hallelujah. But thank God for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm in the hands of God. Hallelujah. When you wake up in the morning, You need to know you are in the hands of God. The news will not be conducive. All kind of bad news on the TV and on in the air. You need to know that you are in the hands of God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I feel good to know this morning that nobody can pluck me out of the hands of God. That's my benefit of being saved. Hallelujah. Nobody cannot pluck you out of the hands of God. In Psalm 121 verse 1 to 8. Psalm 121 verse 1 to 8. Say, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which make the heaven and the earth. He will not what? Come on, somebody. He will not what? Suffer thy foot to be what? Move. Hallelujah. The storm may rage. Dark cloud may rise. Storm and wind may blow, but God will keep me standing. He will keep me firm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. He will not suffer that foe to move. He that keepeth thee will not stumble. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither stumble nor sleep. The Lord is the keeper. The Lord is the shield upon the right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in. And in from this time forth and forever, even forevermore. God is protecting you. You know what, church? If my God cannot sleep, why I need to be up all night worrying? I need to sleep because the one that watches over me cannot sleep. Hallelujah. I don't have to worry about those who are going to burglarize my home because I got a God that is watching. Hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody. Oh, I got use for you this morning. You're fortified. You got under your pillow to protect you. Will fail you one day, but God will never fail you. Hallelujah. His protection never ends. He watches over you when you are sleeping. You don't know what is happening in the spiritual realm. When you are sleeping, you don't know who is passing around your house, but God is watching. When they come for evil, God said, dress father, this is my child. You keep away. This is my child. You keep away. You keep away. Stop worrying at night. Sleep, because God is watching over you. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. Say, I will neither stumble nor sleep. Amen. Have some sweet dreams. Sleep and start worrying. Snow if you can snow. Because God cannot sleep. He is watching over you. Hallelujah. Sister Christy, you don't know. One time I went to your house, I was thinking, I said, how she managed to be in this part of this place? And then I heard some wild beast can come around at night. And I said, wow. But the Lord say, my eyes is upon her. I'm watching. What the Lord can see, satellite cannot see. Amen. Glory be to God. God is watching over you both day and night. Hallelujah. He is your pillar of fire by night and your pillar of cloud by day. God is watching over you. I'm talking to somebody this morning that God is watching over you. God brought you here this morning to hear his word. His protection is upon your life. And the enemy can do you no harm. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. I think about the protection of God. That's giving me a testimony. Amen. Somebody, the protection of God. Even when I was not too close to God, I used to go to church, but now I have an upstanding relationship with God. God was still watching over me. And I got my own experience. I got my own testimony. But the robbers, I wanted to go swim in the sea. And I went far away from the shore. When I looked, I couldn't see nobody. But the Lord brought me back. And I was weak and tired. And people that saw me, they thought I was going to live in the sea. They cry. They thought I was going to get drowned. They cry. But God brought me back. Hallelujah. on my bicycle in Africa, going down the hill. I said, I'm going straight down the hill. And to the interception, there was a car that was coming. And God just turned it, the bicycle steering. And I went with the car on the right. Had not been for God, I'm going to keep going down straight. And that was going to be my end. Moreover, during the Civil War, I went to look for water. While coming, the boat, the straight boat that came from up, and it hit the concrete and bust the concrete. Missed my head just an inch. And the sound was so loud. And people came running. The protection of God was upon my life. Hallelujah. Oh, they collected all. They put her in jail. They said, we're going to kill you because you guys were supporting the government. Who will kill you, will leave your body on the beach. And those armed men, those rebels, took out our clothes, put her in the cells to pour us one by one to kill us. But God's protection was upon me. They took her from the cell and said, go. And one of the men that were killed from the same yard, left in the same community, he and his son were killed. But nobody did me no wrong. Hallelujah. And God protected me through the war. He provided for me. God's protection is upon you. I don't know who I'm talking to. You went to a place and you thought you couldn't make it out of there. But God took you out. Hallelujah. That was God's protection. God saw the good in you while the others around you saw wrong in you. But God saw the best in you. He knew one day you're going to come closer to him. He knew that one day you're going to walk with him. He knew that one day you're going to surrender. He knew that one day you're going to serve him. So he saved you for the accident. He saved you for your trouble. He saved you for your sickness because God have an interest in you. Oh, somebody shout it, hallelujah. I know you got your story that God protected you. Hallelujah. The Lord got you in his palm of his hand. The Lord will not sleep. The Lord is that keeper. Hallelujah. The Lord is that keeper. Oh, the sun and moon cannot strike thee. Hallelujah. Because God got you under the shadow of his wing. God got you under his blood. Hallelujah. So God is protecting you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That what the song writer says, when I think about the goodness of God and all that he has done for me, my soul cries up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All I can say to God for his divine protection upon my life, upon my children's life, upon all that he has blessed me with. And Jesus said, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. That time you want to pray and you think about the benefit of God, the many, many blessings that the Lord has given from you. You got no word to utter, but just to say, hallelujah. Oh, thank you be to our God. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. Thank you, Jesus. The benefits being saved. Oh, God, as you continue, he said he will keep you, preserve your going out and your coming in. He will preserve that soul. The Lord will keep you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. And they that come in, the no evil will touch you. Hallelujah. He said, all that coming in and that going forth, even forevermore. But I want for us to read something here that keep touching my heart. I'll read 2 Kings chapter 6, 15 to 17. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 6. Hallelujah. Oh, 15 to 17. God is saying something here. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you there? Glory to God. He says, this was Elisha and his servant. Hallelujah. God Gehazi, if I'm right, hallelujah. And you can read. You see the children of Israel have been going through attack from the enemy, from the Syrians. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, they keep attacking Israel. And then there was a man of God that keep praying that God will protect Israel. So the enemy decided to get rid of the men of God that causing them to now
have a progress in this attack. Amen. You can rewrite it on the power phrase. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that one morning, thousand of the army of the Syrians surrender Elisha. Hallelujah. Surrender him. And the servant of him, Elisha, came and called and said, Master, we are in danger. There are a lot of people, a lot of soldiers around us. Hallelujah. And he said, don't worry, son. It's okay. Let them come. The one that is with us are more than them. Amen. And the servant was so worried, your soul shaking and trembling and said, oh, they are enclosing. We cannot escape. I'm so afraid. And the man of God say, Lord, open his eyes. Amen. That he will see. Amen. And God opened the young man's eyes. He saw angels in the valley. He saw angels up the mountain. He saw chariot of fire, horsemen all around Elijah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, church. Elijah knew that he was protected, he was saved. So he was not in panic or worry. But the man, his servant, began to worry because his eyes were closed. I want to let you know today, church, if God will open your eyes to see the protection around you, you will be afraid to walk in the daylight. Amen. So when God opened his eyes, he saw the army of the living God all around them in the valley up the mountain. He saw them with the chariot of fire. You see, the enemy came with the chariot and the houses, but they have no fire. But the one that he saw chariot with fire, horsemen with fire. Hallelujah. Then he got to know the Lord's protection is upon us. I will not worry. I will not be afraid because God's protection is upon me. Hallelujah. And your protection is more powerful than the enemy's protection. Somebody shouted, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we'll go to number 8. God will fight for you. Look at yourself and say, God will fight for me. You need to say, God will fight for me. I remember we're in Africa coming up in the neighborhood. We'll go and pick, we can call it pick falls, you know, go and pick our people. We'll go play soccer and then we hit somebody that bigger than us. When they want to beat us up, we run to the house and call our bigger brother. Come and fight for me. I remember, tried to fight for somebody. Before that came, I met him, government official, he recognized me. He said, oh, big brother. He was very small at that time. And we're on the football field. He was my friend. I want to go fight for him. And he trusted me. I could beat the guy. But you know why? They beat the good out of me. And they grabbed me to the beating. So he remembered that he in the government. So he saw me. Oh, big brother. I said, yeah. They started laughing. Yeah, we remember the beating of us. Hallelujah. But God says, I will fight for you. Exodus 14, 14. Says that the Lord shall fight for you. Hallelujah. And ye shall hold your peace. It means you got nothing to do in this battle. Be still. I will fight for you. Ooh. God will fight for you. Hallelujah. If you hold your peace, in 2 Chronicles 2:17, hallelujah. You say, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. And you can read on. 15 says, the battle is not yours for God's. Hallelujah. The battle that is raging against you is not yours. I don't know your battle that you are fighting that pushing your back against the world. But God is saying today, it is not yours. It is mine. I will fight for you. And then you go to Judges chapter 7. Oh, There is a story that I love. Amen. You know that story where Gideon took thousands of men and God cut them down and said, you only need 300 to go for this war. Amen. And when they got to the enemy camps, the Bible says, when you read Judges chapter 7, the Bible says that when they got to the camp, they went in. Closer to the camp, they heard noise. There was noise in the camp. You know what happened in the camps? The enemy turned against one another. And they begin to slaughter one another. While the 300 men of Israel were around the camp, they never fought. They only shouted the praise of God and broke every glass and pitchers in their hand and raised their head, and God fought for them. He turned the enemies against each other. One would look at his friend and say, you owe me. You did not pay my money when we came to the front line. I don't owe you. And I can make break up. And they took their soul. They begin to fight. And they're up. What are you fighting for? I'm fighting this guy because he owe me. That's my friend. And he joined into the fight. And they begin to slaughter one another. They were confused. God will confuse your enemies. He will turn his own weapon on himself. Hallelujah. God will fight for you. You don't have to fight in this battle. You got to be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Because God is a way maker. Hallelujah. God will fight for you. As he fought for Gideon. I don't know what you are fighting. But God will fight for you. The Egyptian that you see today, you're going to see them no more. When God crosses you through your Red Sea. Some of you are crossing through your Red Sea. Your Red Sea may be a cancer today. Your Red Sea may be a high blood pressure. You can name it today. Your Red Sea may be financial constraint. But I say God is a way maker. God is going to make a way for you. That the Egyptian that you see today, you're going to see them no more. Because God is fighting your battle. Don't worry. Don't worry. God is fighting on your behalf. I'm talking to somebody. Just watch the show. Relax. And keep a smile on your face. Only God got the final saying of your life. I love that talk, but sometimes that talk lies. And make it a worry to your death. Hallelujah. I was there telling my wife. They say you can call the doctor on your phone. And I call one of the doctors. And I say, Sister Chris, I said, I just got a headache beyond my neck for 3 days. The doctor never saw me. Never took any blood sample or examination. And the doctor told me on the phone, I know what happened to you. You got brain cancer. I said, what? Brain cancer. And when I said, what? He started laughing. I said, boy, you lie. I got no brain cancer. I work day and night and I sleep it. So I got headache. Hallelujah. So God got the final say of your life. Every battle that you are fighting today, God said, be still. Be still and see the salvation of the Lord. I will make that way for you. I will fight for you and give you the victory. I will fight and give you the victory. You got the victory over what you are fighting. Relax and take it ease. Oh, give the Lord a hand of praise. Oh, I have to close. I'm going to be closing soon. Hallelujah. God will fight for you. Hallelujah. God will fight for you. Turn to somebody and say, God is fighting for you. Hallelujah. That brings us to number 9. We talk about the presence of God. The presence of God. When you are born again, you are safe. You are forever in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. You are in the presence of the Lord. The first thing God said when he made man in Genesis 2 or 18, he said, the Lord said, it is not good for a man to be alone. Loneliness is the disease. And somehow we think that when we get married, then we get rid of loneliness. There are folks that are married, but they are still lonely. Hello? Married, but lonely. Uh-huh. Let's talk about it. Tell me. Oh, you want to talk to the hand? I heard that somebody say, they were so angry, they were talking, they said, talk to the hand.
Don't talk to me. Amen.
People are married, they are lonely. They think that that will close or that will satisfy the loneliness if I get married. No. Hallelujah. You can have the more beautiful or handsome partner in the world, but will come a time that you feel lonely. With all Jesus Christ, you are lonely. You are all by yourself. Hallelujah. So God says it's not good to be alone. So when you are saved and born again, the Lord promised us in Matthew 28:20, he said, I will be with you always. Even to the end of the world, he said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Oh, church, I love my mom. I love my dad. Oh, they took care of me until I grew up into a big old man. But they are dead and gone. They left me. People that you trust and love will come a time that will walk out of your life. But God is saying, I will be with you always. Through the presence of the Holy Spirit, Jesus is constantly and fully present with us. Hallelujah. Let us read Isaiah 43 verse 2. Hallelujah. There is something I want to tell you today that God is saying to you. He said, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with you. When thee will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walketh through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. When I am with you, it's gonna get tough on the outside, but remember, I am with you. Hallelujah. I am with you. When you pass through the waters, I don't know the type of waters that you are going through, but God is with you. That river will not overcome you, because God is with you. That problem, that circumstances will not overcome you, because God is with you. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. In Deuteronomy 31 verse 6, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. God has promised us as his children, he will never leave us nor forsake us. Then the question is, where is your God? Hallelujah. He is with me. I'm in his presence every day because he has promised me, and he will not lie. He will not fail, that he will never leave me nor forsake me. I may be wrong. I may slip and fall. I may sin against him, but God cannot change. Hallelujah. He says, I will not leave you nor forsake you. What I'm going to do, I'm going to use a crooked stick to straighten your life, because you belong to me. I purchase you with my blood. You are my property. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Whatsoever you are going through, whether good or bad, God is with you forever and ever. Hallelujah. Somebody. And in Psalm 23, I want to talk to somebody today. If you are not getting the picture, we're going to get a picture right now. In Psalm 23, everybody read together. We're going to be closing soon. Amen. Let's read together. The Lord is, that's a prisoner. I don't know your relationship with God. I'm not going to judge. I'm not yet to question a relationship. I know my relationship with God. He is mine. You can get jealous. That's your business. But yes, my what? I shall not want one. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. Amen. That prosperity. Amen. Every grass around you going to get greener, because when you're a child of God, you can't lack anything. God will bless you. Supply your needs according to his riches in glory. Hallelujah. And then he say what? He leadeth me beside the still waters. You know, we are sheep. Okay. The Bible calls us, we are sheep. Okay. So we don't drink any running water, trouble water, because we quit to get drowned. So he lead us to what? It's still water to drink. So we cannot, we cannot stand all the music. Because when you listen to your past music, you want to start dancing. So you can't go there. So you try to help, pray, Holy Ghost, help me. Because I know, Brother Robert, you know what I'm talking about, you know? When you start hearing that song, way by, get down on it. Then you want to get down on it. Oh no, I'm a Holy Ghost filled. I can't get down on it again. I got to get in the church. Such a thing, you know that? Amen. We all had our past. Amen. He restored my soul. He led me by the path of righteousness for his name's sake. It's not what you are done. Your good cannot make God to have a relationship with you. The righteousness is going to lead you for his name's sake. Hallelujah. For his name's sake. Hallelujah. Yea, to our war, to the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Hallelujah. That rod and that staff, they come for me. That prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Amen. I'm going to set the example. Brother Johnson, come. Please, that my niece, my twins. Amen. Hallelujah. Come. Don't be afraid. Right there, you say. let go back up. Let go up, back up too. Let me see. Did I prepare a table before me? Say, here you say, the Lord, you die. Okay, make the rod and the staff come for me. You say, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. That prepared a table before me in the presence of my, and let's go up again. Let's go up. We're going to show the example here. I did it before. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. It means God is leading me. Stand right there, brother. God is leading me. Before I step, God going to step first. Before any attack comes, you got to pass through God before you get to me. If you can defeat my God, you can defeat me. He has much that no weapon can defeat my God. You cannot defeat me. So the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. He made me the lie down in green pasture. He leaded me. He leading us, right? Stay water. He restored my soul. Sometimes I sleep. I fall. I made mistake. God will restore my soul. Amen. He keep carrying me. Hallelujah. In the path of righteousness for his name's sake. I don't want to live righteous, but God keep leading me in the rightful path. Let's go ahead. Let's go down, brother. Yeah, do I want you to fight out the shadow of death? I will fear no evil or die out with me. That rock. Come on, brother. Come, that rock. Hey, that rock. Stand right there. And a staff. I'm looking for the staff. Yeah. You looking at me? Come on, friend. Yeah. No. But Lord, you say that. No. You say that. No. I need a staff. Leah, come. Come, Leah, come. Come on, hurry. So the Lord is leading us. The rod and the staff come for me. Do you know why I talk of female? Because they know how to comfort people. The man. Amen. On my right hand. Hallelujah. The Lord is leading me. His rod and his staff come for me. The enemy is tricking. I still got loophole that he can enter. So God knows the trick of the enemy. He said that rod and that staff, they come for me. That prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That anointed my hair with oil. So God knows the enemies can come from up. So he put anointing upon you. Hallelujah. When you open your eyes in the spiritual realm, the anointing is a flaming fire above your head. Amen. Now God has covered us with anointing above our head. Our cup running over. What next? Let's go. And then, why should I go there? Mercy, not Ephraim. Now that I want for two of you to come, the two brothers. Please come. Now I got you. So he says, surely, this sound like, Baba, is that insurance? Surely, goodness. Right there. Stay right here, brother. Come right here. Goodness and mercy shall follow me some of the day of my life. All the days of my life. and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Everybody walk with me. When I walk in the day, I got God around me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see that I'm protected. I'm in the presence of the Lord. You know what? God will keep giving me a goodness. When I fall and sin against God, then mercy come in and pick me up and goodness brush me up. And said, I keep going. Hallelujah. God is protecting me. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Thank you very much. You can have your seat. Hallelujah. If God will open your eyes to see, that's what you're going to see. You are protected. You are in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. God is protecting us. And the last one I want to deal with now before we close is the power of God. When you are born again, you are saved. God gave you power. In Acts 1:8, it says, but ye shall receive power, and after the Holy Ghost will come upon you. The power that God is talking about is dynamite power. It's power, power, superpower. You think USA got the superpower, but I know who got the superpower. It's Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He got the power, dynamite power. In Acts 3, verse 1 to 10, oh, the children of God want to pray. The Bible said, what, 3 o'clock? Oh, when Paul want to pray, John and Peter want to go pray at the hour of prayer. Amen. At the 9 hour, every child of God need to have an hour of prayer. Hallelujah. A certain man was lame from his mother's womb and was carried from there, lay he daily at the gates of the temple, which is called Beautiful. Can you imagine they take it to the gates and they set in there every day? Every day, that was a routine. Every day, one thing over, 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 over again and again. If I don't want negative, that is, but I over again and again. And somehow we are facing an issue that every day they keep coming. And we see the breakthrough, but we cannot go. We cannot get on that stage. We cannot enter the gates of Beautiful. We thought that's the way we were made. We're thinking that we have been cursed. But I want to tell you today that God got an answer to every problem of your life. And the Bible says, you can read, he said, Peter and John were about to enter through that beautiful gate into that temple. The Bible says, the man looked at them and stretched his arm. Give me. His attention was on Peter and John. Peter and John, look at him. He says, silver and gold we have not. It means what we get, that's what we're about to give you. But it's not what you're expecting. Let me tell you something, church. God got the power to change your expectations and give you what you need and not what you want. Hallelujah. It's preferable that God to supply my need and not to give me want, because want will keep me away from God, but needs will keep me to God. Hallelujah. He says, such that we have, we give to you. Hallelujah. His hands were still stretched. Thinking about money. But God had another plan. And Peter looked at it and said, in the name of Jesus, grab his hand. This man that was born, lame, crippled from his mother's womb, the very first time, Peter grabbed his hand and lifted it and said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And the Bible said, immediately, strength came into his legs, and he leaped on his feet. He looked at himself. He shook his leg. The Bible said he was leaping and praising God. Leaping and praising God. Leaping and praising God. I can imagine. I can see. He will run. Hallelujah. And run back to Peter and John. He said, I can walk. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, church. The power that God has given you, you got to use your power. Hallelujah. He has given you the power in the name of Jesus to lay hand on the sick, that they will recover. Hallelujah. He has given you the power. I want for you to stand this morning. If you got the power of God in your life as a child of God, you got the power. I say you got the power. Hallelujah. And the source of your power is in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, every chain gonna be broken today. You're gonna be set free. In the name of Jesus, I command you to be healed from the crown of your head down to the sole of your feet. I command you to be healed. You don't have to go the same that when you came. In the name of Jesus, you are healed. In the name of Jesus, you are healed. In the name of Jesus, you are delivered. In the name of Jesus, you are delivered. In the name of Jesus, you got a victory. In the name of Jesus, you got a victory. In the name of Jesus, you are a brand new person. In the name of Jesus, you are a brand new person. In the name of Jesus, you're going to walk again. In the name of Jesus, you're going to talk again. In the name of Jesus, you're going to have the victory. Oh, somebody clap your hand and shout it, hallelujah. The source of my power is not in the gun. It's not in the government. It's not in the doctor. It's in the name of Jesus. I got the power. Hallelujah. If you don't know what the power is, I can tell you it's in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He said, I give you power. That is my power. Holy Ghost power. You got the power. I want for you to come to the altar. If you feel your power is going down low, your battery is running low, come and recharge your battery. You need the power to go through the darker days. You need the power to make it as you walk through the valley, the shadow of death. The Lord is with us, but we need our power. Oh, revive my soul again, oh Lord. Revive me, oh God. Touch me one more time, Lord. Just touch me one more time. I am your handmaid, oh Lord. Cast me not away from your presence. Did not, oh God, the Holy Spirit from me. Renew to me the joy of your salvation. I'm talking to somebody. As God be the creator, a new heart within you. Hallelujah. He gave you the power. Use your power. Recharge your power. Hallelujah. Somebody pray a little more. I want for you to pray. I want you to pray. God about to block you. Oh, the power into you. Your power core. God about to recharge you. Your soul. He about to recharge you. Oh, hallelujah. Now Holy Ghost is coming again. Now Holy Ghost is coming again. It's a power. A dynamite power. In the name of Jesus. Receive your healing. Receive your power. Receive your healing. Receive the Holy Ghost again. And again. And again, receive the Holy Ghost again. Hallelujah. You can sing again. You can shout again. You can walk with the Lord again. You can have the victory again. You can overcome again. Hallelujah. Receive your power again. Somebody prayed. Somebody prayed.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. 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 Pray a little more.
Yes, Lord. I charge my phone every day. I charge my iPhone every day. I charge, oh, my iPod every day. But Lord, I want for you to charge me every day, every minute. Lord, give me more power. Give me more power. Give me the power. Restore unto me the joy of the salvation. Give me more power. I need the power. I need the Holy Ghost power. I need the Holy Ghost power. Give me the Holy Ghost power. My God, I need it, oh God. I need it in this time of these. I need the power. Hallelujah. Give me the power. Oh, somebody pray. Don't lose your power. Don't lose your power. Recharge it. Recharge your battery. It's gonna take you a long, long time. The Lord is coming, but you need for you to have more power. Give me more power. Give me more power. Give me more power. Hallelujah. Oh, pray a little more, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Glory. Renewed our strength. Renewed our strength. Renew our power, oh God. Renew us, oh Lord. Give us a zeal to worship you. Lord, we fear you so many times.
Have mercy, Lord. You say, if I confess my sin, you are faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I confess, Lord, I know that wrong. But Lord, I need the power. I need the power, Lord. I need the power of the Holy Ghost, oh God, a power to break every chain in my life in the name of Jesus. I need the power to be healed in the name of Jesus. I need the power to walk right in the name of Jesus. I need the power to pray right. I need the power to do those things that you want for me to do. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord is talking to somebody right now. If you need more power, you got to pray more. More prayer, more power. Less prayer, less power. No prayer, no power. You need to get back to the hour of prayer and regain your power. Regain your territory in the name of Jesus. Oh, lift up your voice and your hands and call on the name of the Lord just one more time. My God, you are able. You are able. It's nobody but Jesus. It's nobody but Jesus. It's nobody but Jesus in the name of Jesus. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Gain the power. Take back your power. God bless you. It's for you. It belongs to you. That's your benefit. Take your power and be powerful in prayer. Be powerful in witnessing. Be powerful in living right. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We don't have no music to close you up. But I want to say, remember your benefit. Don't forget the benefit of the Lord. Continue to pray. Continue to seek the face of God. There are so many benefits that the Lord has for us. But we don't know it because the God of the world trying to blind our eyes to not see the shankana glory of God. But I want to encourage you today as you leave from here, you got your benefit. Tap into the anointing and get your benefit in the name of Jesus. God bless you. We'll be Bible study this coming Wednesday. We hope that pastor will be here. We'll bless God for him and his wife. We know they're going to be here. We want to say God bless you. Let's just raise our hand one more time and tell God thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. You are dismissed in Jesus' name.